Trace Logan stayed out front holding the horses, while his brother Kurt and Dooley went into the bank. There were only two people inside the bank, Rob Clark, the owner, and Tucker Patterson, the teller. Both men were just behind the teller's cage. Patterson looked up as the two men came inside.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
He paused when he saw that both men were wearing hoods over their faces. They were also holding guns.
This here's a holdup. Fill this bag with money.
Mr. Clark, what shall I do?
Yeah, tell him, Mr. Clark, what should he do?
Tucker, I think you better do what the man says.
Yes, sir.
Now you're getting smart.
Patterson started taking money from the cash drawer and put it into a sack.
Kurt, take a look out in the street. Anybody coming in?
Don't see nobody.
That's all the money we've got.
Patterson handed the sack back. Dooley looked down into it.
There's not more than a couple $100 here. I know you got more than that. I want the money from the safe.
I don't have the combination to the safe. Only the bank president has the combination.
Where is the bank president?
Patterson glanced toward Clark, but he said nothing.
Oh, I see. All right, Mr. Bank President. I'll ask you to open the safe.
Clark didn't move. Dooley pointed his gun at Patterson.
Open the safe, or I'll kill him right now.
Mr. Clark, please!
Nodding reluctantly, Clark walked over to the safe. Within a few minutes, he had the door open. Dooley could see several small, filled bank bags inside.
Damn! Have you ever seen so much money?
Put them bank bags in the sack!
What's taking him so long?
Yancey looked back toward the bank. Him, Fargo, and Ford were out front of the leather goods store in the middle of town.
Well, maybe there's lots of money and it's taking them a while to get it all. You don't worry about them. You just do the job you're supposed to be doing. Keep a lookout all around you.
Ain't nobody paying no attention to the bank.
Fargo? Yancey? There's somebody coming.
Ford was holding the horses.
Where? Who?
Up there. He's coming right for us.
He's carrying a pair of boots. Maybe he bought some boots here and he's bringing them back.
Well, this is a hell of a time for him to be doing that.
At that moment, Dooley and Kurt Logan ran from the bank. Clark appeared in the front door of the bank right behind him. He was carrying a pistol.
Hold up! Bank robbery! These men just robbed the bank!
Dooley and both of the Logan brothers shot back at the bank, and Clark dropped his gun, then fell back into the bank.
Shoot up the tail, boys! Keep everyone's head down!